weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For the 4th of July, sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 60s. For Sunday, sunny, will continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, temperatures at 90 degrees. Right now, it's 79.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA providing additional flexibilities for producers to file on acres with failed crops or crops that were prevented from planting because of extreme weather events. The Farm Service Agency adding these flexibilities for notice of loss on both insured and uninsured crops to enable service centers to best assist producers. Richard Fordyce, the administrator of the FSA, said with many program deadlines approaching, the service centers are working hard to accommodate as many producer appointments as possible. But by providing flexibility, the notice of loss policy, they ensure that they provide the best in customer service. For insured crops, producers who timely filed prevent planting claims with the reinsurance company but filed a notice of loss form after the deadline will be considered timely filed for FSA purposes. For failed acreage of uninsured crop, a notice of loss must be completed, signed, and verified before disposition of the crop. A notice of loss cannot be filed for a crop before the plant final date, but it can be filed before completing the crop acreage report. Need more information? Contact your county FSA office. Well, the Kansas wheat harvest rolls along. It has made it now to the central part of the state. Mitchell County usually is wrapped up, but they received anywhere from 3 to 7 inches, and so still waiting for the fields to dry out. Protein levels anywhere from 11.5% to 12.4% below last year. Yields ranging from 32 to 58 bushels per acre. Rooks County, harvest began this week. Protein levels 10.5 to 13.5 and average to below average yields being reported. And Trigo County also took their first load in here about a week ago. Harvest has been delayed due to rain. It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After Governor Laura Kelly's mandate that started today with mandatory face mask wearing in public places. Also, if you cannot keep that social distancing of 6 feet apart, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has responded with the legal ramifications. And Cake News reports that according to the Kansas Emergency Management Act that was signed into law starting June 8th, any violations of emergency orders issued by the governor have been changed from a Class A misdemeanor to only a civil violation that could be enforced by a lawsuit filed by the county or district attorney. According to the news release from the Attorney General, he says, as such, law enforcement officers may no longer arrest or detain individuals for violations of an emergency order. And many law enforcement agencies across the state have said that they have no intentions of enforcing the mandate.
We have much more pressing things we need to be doing for the court system, for our jails, and, you know, answering calls to citizens of actual criminal activity.
That was Norton County Sheriff Troy Thompson on KWCH News. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safe to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/1/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A federal lawsuit alleges black employees at a Frito-Lay plant in Topeka faced racial discrimination and harassment that was tolerated by managers. The lawsuit says white employees used racial slurs and threatened to lynch black workers, and that white employees were promoted over black workers. The lawsuit was filed last week on behalf of three former Ann Curt employees. A spokeswoman for the plant said Frito-Lay did not tolerate discrimination, but officials would not comment on the litigation. Tiffany Klossener, an attorney for the employees, said they sued after the behavior became too much to bear and in hopes of changing the plant's environment. And the Kansas Court of Appeals has overturned the murder conviction of a man who killed one person outside a Eudora bar that tried to kill two other people. 39-year-old Danny Queen was serving 19 years in prison for the June 2017 death of 32-year-old Bo Hobson. He also was sentenced for trying to kill two other bar patrons. The appeals court on Thursday overturned Queen's conviction and vacated his sentences because the Douglas County District Court believed the trial for a speedy trial was a month later than it actually was. The district attorney will be asking the Kansas Supreme Court to review the case. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Authorities in South Central Nebraska say a 21-year-old Wood River man has died in a two-vehicle crash. The Hall County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened on Wednesday afternoon on a rural road near Alda, killing Alexander Schneeberger. Investigators say Schneeberger was driving a pickup truck southbound on the county road while the truck experienced mechanical issues. Officials say another pickup truck, also southbound, crested a curved hill on the road and crashed into the back of his disabled truck. The driver was taken to a Grand Island hospital where he was pronounced dead. Officials did not report injuries of the 54-year-old driver on the other truck. And federal prosecutors say the last of 15 defendants charged after immigration raids at Nebraska businesses in 2018 have been sentenced. Prosecutors say Antonio de Jesus Castro was sentenced on Tuesday to 4 months of federal prison and a year of probation for his role in a scheme orchestrated by Juan Pablo Sanchez Delgado to harbor and exploit undocumented workers in O'Neill and other places. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Citing enforceability and potential liability challenges, Marshall County Commissioners in special meeting Friday morning unanimously adopted a resolution exempting mandate, but strongly recommending wearing a face mask in public. The response to an executive order issued earlier this week from the governor, County Health Officer John Ryan, said that while the mandate was good health-wise, he did concur that considering the downside of liability, one has to weigh the risks. Considerable focus was on business impact, and while Ryan recommended that employers recommend use of masks for employees, it should perhaps be up to the business whether or not they require customers to comply. He noted that county commissioners have the flexibility to modify the order. County health nurse Sue Rhodes said that the easiest prevention measure is masks. She highlighted social distancing challenges as schools make plans to reopen, adding sports and kids' habits among concerns. Her comment was that a mandate could be challenging in reopening schools and the impact on the local economy. Rhodes urged commissioners to get on the same page with the same message. Multiple county agencies heard calls for clarification from residents. The county attorney, sheriff, and county councilor all agreed that enforcement could become an issue as the matter is considered a civil case. Tim Ackerman indicated that his officers could not be called to enforce or investigate individual complaints, and attorneys agreed that filing cases was not realistic use of time and resources. Noting that Marshall County has experienced just two positive cases thus far, and that the public has been diligent in being cautious, commissioners adopted the resolution effective immediately that the governor's executive order on masks not apply, and that no business, municipality, or organization shall be required, but are strongly encouraged to adopt appropriate protection measures for the safety of the public. Noting disagreements that have already been reported, it was further consensus that people should be mutually respectful and considerate of others. Earlier yesterday, Washington County Commissioners opted out of the executive order, unanimously passing a resolution strongly encouraging but eliminating the requirement of masks and other face coverings in public. Nemahal County Commissioners also met in special session Thursday. Jane Sunderland with the Nemahal County Community Health Services called with the recommendation of her organization to help prevent the spread of the virus. Commissioners approved an emergency order dated July 2nd that encourages use of face masks in Nemahal County, but does not require they are mandated, as indicated in the governor's order. Local governmental agencies have been given the option to adopt or revise the orders from the governor in an effort to adapt to local community needs. Marysville Museums opened this week with the historic Marshall County Courthouse open Monday through Fridays 1 to 4, the Pony Express Museum open Monday through Saturdays 10 to 4, and the Kester House open Monday through Friday 10 to 4 and Sundays 1 to 4. A number of traditional Independence Day activities have been suspended or revised this year in light of the COVID virus. A road rally benefit for the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot is planned Saturday beginning at 10 a.m., with clues given for a timed driving tour. Free swimming will be featured at the Marysville City Pool Saturday afternoon from 1 to 6. In Centralia, the annual 4th of July parade begins at 10:30. A joint fireworks display between Blue Rapids and Waterville is planned Saturday evening at Valley Heights High School at 9:45. Washington will host a fireworks display Saturday evening at 10. Marysville fireworks display is planned Sunday evening at 9:45 at the Lakeview Sports Complex. To keep families safe this Independence weekend, Kansas officials will be focused on keeping impaired drivers off the road. In Kansas, nearly one in four motor vehicle fatalities are due to an alcohol-impaired driver. During the holiday weekend, there will be a zero-tolerance policy in effect for those who drive impaired. Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Washington County Health Fair will not be held, but individual appointments for testing are being accepted throughout the month of July. Phone the Health Department at 325-2600 or find them on Facebook and click the link to schedule an appointment online for health testing during July at the Washington County Health Department. Marshall County Fair continues schedule adjustments, with the fair slated to begin Friday, July 17th with livestock judging at 7 p.m. and concluding Monday, July 20th with the livestock auction at 7. Softball tournament, barnyard boogie, demo derby, and figure eight races have been canceled, and the carnival operator from Oklahoma advised this week that they will not be operating and the church food stand will be closed. Marshall County was the only remaining stop scheduled in Kansas for the carnival company, and they were reluctant to travel. As well, the 4-H style review and decorated cake auction will not be held. The annual fair parade is scheduled Sunday evening, July 19th, beginning at 6 p.m. Entries may line up at 5:30 with no pre-entries. Washington County Fair officials have been meeting and will be announcing their schedule of events soon. Dallas L. Stout, age 82, of Manhattan, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dallas Stout.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live, brought to you by Dilly's Flower Studio, Sheer Quality Furniture and Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, and Galloway Wiggers and Brinegar. Friday Night Live, playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Dilly's Flower Studio, Sheer Quality Furniture and Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, and Galloway Wiggers and Brinegar on FM 95.5.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the upper levels of the atmosphere, we have an upper level ridge in place, which is going to continue to bring warm southerly flow of winds across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We're going to see temperatures well into the 80s and 90s, and this will continue all the way into next week. Otherwise, across the area, not too bad. We're going to see dry conditions. Some areas across the Midwest could see just minor chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through the weekend. Otherwise, like I said, overall, we're going to see dry weather. So across the area, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies for the 4th of July, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 60s. For Sunday, sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This weekend is the start of the Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Shop new, never-before-seen ornaments, including the expanded miniatures collection. Register for prizes and earn the best Gold Crown Points bonus of the year. You won't want to miss the biggest keepsake event ever at Reflections 9 to 5 Saturday and 1 to 5 Sunday.
Average high temperature early July 87, recent record high 103 in 1990. The average low 66 and the record low 51 set in 2014. Sunset this evening 8:58, sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Backyard grill masters have a busy weekend ahead. We will share a few clever backyard barbecue hacks that may help on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. Or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 3rd, the 185th day of the year. Actor Tom Cruise has a birthday. Backyard grills will be firing up like crazy this weekend, so here are some fun outdoor cooking hacks to make your meal a success. No need for all those condiment bottles. Serve up ketchup, mustard, relish, barbecue sauce, and more in the individual compartments of a muffin tin. Run out of lighter fluid? Toss a few tortilla chips into the coals. In fact, any high-fat chip can provide the fuel you need to get those charcoals burning. And don't wait for the grill to cool before cleaning. Burnt food comes off easier when it's still warm. While you're at it, scrub the grates with an onion hat. It disinfects and provides a nice seasoning. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals have officially announced their 60-player club pool for summer camp. As Cake News reports, the Kansas City Royals are set with 32 pitchers, 6 catchers, 11 infielders, and 11 outfielders as the workouts in the summer camp for the 60-game season is set to begin this weekend. Major League Baseball did announce their 60-game season for the year after the COVID-19 pandemic, but with that, it did cancel the minor league baseball season for 2020 as many of the minor leaguers go up to the majors to beef up their rosters. And because of that, the brand new minor league team out of Wichita doesn't get to play for the year.
Well, Wichita is a little bit delayed, but we're not denied, and our time's going to come. You get everything ready to go, you get people so excited, and then, you know, the pandemic hits. And really, from that point on, our primary concern has been the health and safety and well-being of the fans.
That was Lou Schweckheimer, the manager of the new Wichita Wind Surge baseball team on Cake News. Mid-America Network Sports.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
The Kansas State High School Activities Association said rumors that it was canceling all fall sports this year are, quote, totally inaccurate. Cake News reports that Bill Faflick, the High School Activities Association executive director, said the fake story came from irresponsible individuals on social media, and they wanted to make sure to clear it up. Keisha did say that they are currently preparing to make sure fall sports happen this year. The director said, quote, we know things can change between now and then, but all of our efforts right now are directed at providing the best guidance for our schools so they are ready for the fall season. And in other news, the NCAA's infraction case against the University of Kansas men's basketball program has been accepted into a newly created independent investigation process that was created to handle especially complex cases. Cake News reports that the independent accountability resolution process announced this week that a referral of the case against the Jayhawks and Coach Bill Self has been approved by the infractions referral committee. It's the first step in the process that was created back in 2018 to deal with the select cases and minimize perceived conflicts of interest. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team will host Riley Friday evening with games at 6 and 8 at Feldhausen Field.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville. Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
High in fiber and vitamin C, raspberries make a healthy snack, as well as delicious jams, jellies, and desserts. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Raspberries are ready to pick when the fruit is firm but soft deeply colored, and easily slides off the hard core. Place berries in shallow containers when harvesting and storing to avoid crushing the delicate fruit. Chill the berries within 2 hours of harvest to preserve freshness and flavor, and wait to wash the berries until right before use. And when the summer harvest is complete, it's time to do a bit of pruning. Remove the canes that bore the summer fruit back to ground level. These canes are done fruiting and will soon die. Removing them now gives new canes room to grow and reduces the risk of disease. This is also a good time to thin the remaining canes on summer-bearing raspberries back to 6 or 8 stems per foot. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
He was the lead cowboy on one of the largest ranches in the entire country, a spread that covered over 200,000 acres and a ranch with some very unique grazing ground. The story of Robbie Hind is next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute. And it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
In the early 1980s, Robbie Hind got a dream job for a cowboy, the chance to manage all of the livestock on one of the nation's largest ranches, the Parker Ranch on the Big Island of Hawaii.
I went from a herd of 1,500 cows and 8 employees to 20,000 cows and 75 employees. Bingo.
The cattle Hind managed often grazed on the sides of the island's volcanoes. At one time, these cattle ate a lot of another crop once grown here.
During the 20s, 30s, and 40s, they raised a lot of corn on Parker Ranch. It was all dryland farming, and it was done up in an area called Waikiki, which is up on the side of Mauna Kea. And they produced corn, and today you still see the corn silos that they have and corn cribs.
Eventually, though, it became more economical to simply ship the calves to the corn instead of vice versa. While some cattle are processed on the islands, many are shipped to feedlots on the mainland. Ranching in Hawaii has its pros and cons.
We're lucky we don't have winters. We don't have to put up hay. So that's the good news. But if we have a drought and it affects the whole island or the whole state, we just don't throw cattle in trucks and move them to another state.
Hind managed the Parker Ranch herd for many years, one of the largest ranches in the country. In the early 2000s, he had a chance to take early retirement.
Then I took over managing my family's ranch. I mean, after running 22,000 mother cows, yeah, I can... 1,200 is like, you know, doing my sleep.
His family's ranch is at the south point of the Big Island. It is the southernmost ranch in the United States. You can hear the full story on the American Countryside podcast. Just look for it when you follow American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the countryside in Waimea, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.
Hay fields are ready to cut. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Toxic weeds can easily take root, so be sure you know what you're baling to avoid poisoning your livestock as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Most weeds aren't palatable to livestock, and they'll avoid them in a pasture if there's adequate forage. However, if a toxic weed ends up in hay, the animals can't easily tell dried weeds from beneficial forage. Ingestion can make them sick or even cause death. Krishona Martinson is an equine specialist with the University of Minnesota. She says some weeds retain their toxicity when dry, others don't. Wild parsnip and poison hemlock are common toxic weeds, and there are dozens of others depending on where you live. Prevention is the key, so protect your animals with good forage management.
You are keeping track of that soil fertility. You are keeping track of the pH. You have a regular mowing or a regular grazing schedule. In a pasture setting, you're not overgrazing. That sod, that turf, is quite competitive against weeds. And if you manage it well, you shouldn't have a huge weed problem.
Martinson suggests walking around your hay field and scouting for weeds every time you cut. Know the soil conditions they thrive in and avoid those areas if you can.
A lot of these poisonous plants, with the exception of wild parsnip and hoary lissom, usually tend to like to be in a shaded or a bit of a wet area. And where that becomes a problem is during a drought year, when people start baling up sloughs or ditches or maybe other areas that would be too wet in a normal year and aren't normally a managed hayfield. That's when we see a lot of problems.
Symptoms of weed poisoning depends on the animal, the plant ingested, and how much was ingested. You might see salivation, excitement, or even death. Call your veterinarian if you suspect the animal has eaten a toxic plant. Find more tips for avoiding poisonous weeds and hay at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty person? Most of the time, I see the glass half full. But there are moments when it's just the opposite. And sometimes it feels like the glass just shattered into a thousand little pieces. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So, what's the secret to being a glass half full person? For me, it starts with gratitude. It's about seeing God's abundance in your life, your family, your church, your friends, and all the spiritual gifts God has blessed you with. It's about recognizing God's provision in your life. Now, I know it may not be easy to feel abundant, especially when things aren't going your way. But look around you and you'll be surprised. There is so much to be grateful for. So fill up your glass with gratitude. It's a mindset that'll help you live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Turns out you're probably not getting enough exercise just by working on the farm. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition shares important stewardship best practices to help farmers and applicators be sure they are doing their part to protect insect pollinators and their habitat. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
Everyone can pitch in to help protect pollinators. Cooperation and communication among farmers, landowners, applicators, beekeepers, even crop advisors and local officials helps to protect pollinators, their hives, and their habitat. Before applying any crop protection product, it's important to be aware of any honeybees near the field and communicate that information with neighboring beekeepers prior to treatment. It's important to establish appropriate buffers, and these are no-spray zones that occur between treated areas and insect pollinator habitat. Buffers may be required for some pesticides, and if they are, that information is going to be found on the product's label.
There's more information at growingmatters.org.
Farmers work hard by and large, but that naturally decreases with age. Same goes for other health indicators. According to Nick Belts, a kinesiologist at the University of Wisconsin at Eau Claire.
I think healthy aging is kind of three different things. Your mental health, some social health, which is extremely important, and then our overall physical well-being and function. If we combine all these three, that's optimal healthy aging. But what we have to realize is that having detriments in your physical well-being will impact your social and your mental health. So it's not just as simple as just addressing physical health. It's all the above.
Bell says nearly a quarter of older adults don't get enough physical activity.
As we age, we have the loss of muscle mass. So we kind of have a decrease in physical activity as a consequence. So we're burning less calories. So if you're eating the same amount of calories and you're burning less calories, you're probably going to gain unhealthy amounts of weight. We have an increased risk of overall disability. We have an increased risk of falls and fall injury. We have increased perception of effort with activities of daily living, which is huge. And we have an increased risk of chronic disease.
Belt says activity equals better health in older adults. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY. Good Friday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is now in full effect, with U.S. agriculture groups across the country breathing a sigh of relief. Former Senate Ag Committee Chair Blanche Lincoln took part in last year's Motorcade for Free Trade, sponsored by Farmers for Free Trade. She says, given everything farmers have been through in recent years, this agreement goes into full effect at such a good time.
These past several months have been an incredibly difficult time for our country. COVID forced us to recognize and gain a deeper appreciation for all of the essential workers, not only doctors and nurses, but retail, grocery, pharmacy, all of those up and down the agricultural supply chain. Our nation's farmers, food processing workers, food distribution, you name it, these are essential workers, and we must do everything we can to ensure they are able to continue providing America and the world with the safest, most affordable, and abundant supply of food and fiber across the globe.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says the new agreement is a much-needed improvement compared to the North American Free Trade Agreement.
What this trade agreement does now is provide some modernized stability for our trading partners, but it also does things for Iowa dairy and Iowa egg producers, where we see significant strides forward over the past deal. So I do think think it is important that we continue to tout the success of this phenomenal trade deal, and hopefully this will lead to many more in the future with other trading partners. And I think that's something as farmers, we can all get behind that.
House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson is pleased that the agreement is now in effect, but also says the United States will have to stay vigilant on enforcement. The USMCA officially replaces the North American Free Trade Agreement. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete
details. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, states will be watching now that the USMCA agreement is in force for any agriculture, trade, and governance issues. Stephanie Ho with more.
What is one thing states will be looking for when the US-Mexico-Canada trade agreement goes into force?
One thing that's exciting about USMCA from a state perspective, you know, we talk about modernizing the agreement, and a lot of that focuses on the digital trade aspects or biotechnology. It's not the sexiest, but we're also trying to modernize the governance framework under USMCA. And that's really important for states.
That was Max Moncaster with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture.
We're making a lot of changes to the Committee on Agriculture and some of the consultative committees that kind of outline how agricultural trade is managed between all three nations. And the states have a really big role to play in that, not just on the promotional side, but on collecting intelligence and feeding that back to our federal partners. We're also trying to think about how they can support enforcement efforts that are going to be critical to this agreement.
He spoke at a virtual event hosted by Farmers for Free Trade.
Certainly our members were really instrumental in developing a lot of the priorities that were included in the agreement and are big advocates for the agreement now that it's coming into force.
That's Stephanie Ho from USDA. Well, Lance Honing is the chief of the crop branch of the National Ag Statistics Service. He talks about the USDA estimate of total planted acreage of the 22 principal crops in the U.S.
Our principal crop planted acreage total, of course, this is the sum of the 22 major crops planted across the U.S. for 2020, 311.9 million acres to those 22 crops. That's down 2.3% from the expectations back at the end of March in our prospective plantings report, but it is still up 3.1% from what was planted to those same 22 crops last year. Of course, it's not a huge surprise that we would see an increase from last year, but overall, the 311.9 million is the second lowest total since 1972.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you. And you probably know, after listening to me for two or three or four decades, one of my favorite subjects in high school was history. And as we approach a historic holiday for us, the date of our independence, July 4th, let me look backward to history during the reign of Abraham Lincoln, who served as President of the United States in the mid-1860s, because I studied the accomplishments of this man beyond the presidency, and indeed during his time as president, despite the fact he was involved in a civil war, managed to get a lot of legislation passed that still impacts us today. The Homestead National Monument of America is in Beatrice, Nebraska. And the Homestead Act of 1862 became effective on January 1st of 1863. And you know what? That was the same day as the Emancipation Proclamation. And it ended in 1986. That's the Homestead Act. And during that time, the 123 years of its existence, the federal government distributed 270 million acres in 160 acre parcels in 30 states. And the only cost to a recipient of the Homestead Act property, the only cost to receive that was to pay $18, which was the administrative costs, $18 a parcel. If you lived on it for 5 years, and if you farmed it and built a house as a dwelling on it, 40% did that, and then it was theirs at this light investment of the land and the money that they paid. But that wasn't where President Lincoln stopped with his activities while he was in the White House. Because May 15th of 1862, he created the U.S. Department of Agriculture, calling it, and I quote, calling it the People's Department. And then July 1st of 1862, he signed the Pacific Railway Act that made it possible to build a transcontinental railroad across the United States. But he wasn't finished there, because on July 2nd, 1862, he was busy on the 1st and 2nd of July that year, he signed the Morrill Act, creating the land-grant college system that today has so many thousands of graduates from land-grant colleges that have done so much for agriculture and for production and for the world from this country. That wouldn't have happened without the Morrill Act that created the land-grant college system. And I wonder how many of you in my audience today are a graduate of a land-grant university, putting your learning to work and your science to work that was learned in the land-grant college to help feed people here in the United States as well as people throughout the world. So on this historic weekend, as we celebrate the 4th of July, our Independence Day, just give some thought to what one of the presidents did while he was in the White House and say thank you, Abraham Lincoln, for providing us with the agriculture and the information that we need to do what we do. Happy 4th of July. That's National Farm Report. Brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Most hay fields are ready to cut. Toxic weeds can sneak in, so know exactly what you're baling to avoid poisoning your livestock on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation. But blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit RedCrossBlood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Most weeds aren't palatable to livestock, and they'll avoid them in a pasture if there's adequate forage. However, if a toxic weed ends up in hay, the animals can't easily tell dried weeds from beneficial forage. Ingestion can make them sick or even cause death. Krishna Martinson is an equine specialist with the University of Minnesota. She says some weeds retain their toxicity when dry, others don't. Wild parsnip and poison hemlock are common toxic weeds, and there are dozens of others depending on where you live. Protect your animals with good forage management.
You are keeping track of that soil fertility. You are keeping track of the pH. You have a regular mowing or a regular grazing schedule. In a pasture setting, you're not overgrazing. That turf is quite competitive against weeds. And if you manage it well, you shouldn't have a huge weed problem.
Martinson suggests walking around your hayfield and scouting for weeds every time you cut. Know the soil conditions they thrive in and avoid those areas.
A lot of these poisonous plants, with the exception of wild parsnip and horiolissum, usually tend to like to be in a shaded or a bit of a wet area. And where that becomes a problem is during a drought year, when people start baling up sloughs or ditches or maybe other areas that would be too wet in a normal year and aren't normally a managed hayfield. That's when we see a lot of problems.
Symptoms of weed poisoning depends on the animal, the plant ingested, and how much was ingested. Call your veterinarian if you suspect the animal has eaten a toxic plant. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for avoiding poisonous weeds in hay at agriculture.com.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Hello and good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the markets are closed today in observance of the Independence Holiday that is happening tomorrow. But, of course, with the markets closed today, let's give you a quick recap of how things finished during the last day of trading. Yesterday, of course, was a shortened day of trading as well. But at the closing bell, we saw a mostly lower day through the grains, but July corn down 5 3/4 to 342.5. September's down 7 at 343.5. It was a weaker day pretty much all throughout the wheat complex. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat all down. July KC wheat sitting at 427.25. That was down 15.25. September drops 8 3/4 to 434 a bushel. Into the soybeans, we saw weaker numbers as well. July beans finished down 1 1/4 cents, sitting at 892.5. We saw August finish down 0.25 cents at 891.25. Soybean oil also weaker. July oil down 25 points at 2796. However, July soybean meal did finish up 80 to 293.50. Cotton also finished in the green, with July cotton up 47 points to 63.05. Into the livestock, we saw August live cattle finish up $2.10, sitting at 99.40. The rest of the complex back over $100, with October sitting at 102.67. That was up $2 for the day. August feeders finished up $1.80 at 134.87. September at 135.85. That was up $1.82. And it was a nice rebound for the hogs, as it was a mostly higher day. However, July lean hogs did finish down 7 to 44.72. August up 12 to 49.20. Energy markets were mostly higher. Crude oil back up over $40 a barrel at 40.65 for August. That was up 83 cents. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas were all in the green. Gold, silver, and the dollar index all finished higher yesterday as well. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information and all other market updates right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you, with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy, with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Available on select 2019 2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/1/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.